And that's David Bowie from Station to Station from 1975. And Golden Years right here on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I'm Matt Pinfield. I've been in for Marcy all day.
And Matt, my brother.
What's going on, Sluggo?
It's so good to see you, man.
It's good to be here. I've been working on mastering this. This is the first time I've ever done the actual live show here full.
There's been a lot of weird stuff with this equipment. I think it's because so much beer has been spilled on it.
A lot of it, yes.
So usually you're here Sunday nights, which I love listening to.
Yeah, so Sunday nights is different because I actually do it from a different studio, right? Yeah, but yeah. I mean... But I definitely love
this
being here
tricky.
Today.
Yeah.
It was cool, though.
Yeah,
it was great.
You sounded great, man. As always, I love hearing you on
the radio. I had a great time hanging out with everybody.
What were you telling me about Golden Years?
Yeah, Golden Years. Believe it or not, people don't realize this, but David Bowie wrote that song as a demo and submitted it to Elvis Presley.
Wow.
Because they were on the same record label
really?
That period of time.
Really?
And it was a little over, I guess it was, Elvis lived about another year or so.
I can hear Elvis singing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Bowie thought, but I think that the idea was that Bowie... found out that Elvis had rejected the song because he thought the Golden Years thing was making too much of a reference to getting older.
Gotcha.
Where Makes Bowie sense. Just wasn't trying to be insulting.
No,
he
of course
just
not. Yeah.
Loved Elvis, and he figured he'd write a song for him. So he turned around and recorded it himself.
And what a perfect version.
It is.
You know, I got another weird Elvis story, and I'll bet maybe you probably know this because you know damn every... If you ever want to ask someone a question, get a hold of Matt because he knows every damn thing.
Well,
about Elvis. Did you know that originally they wanted him as Eddie in the Rocky Horror Picture Show instead of Meatloaf?
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
I mean, yeah, of course they did.
But
and you know,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and of course he had no intention of doing it.
Crazy.
He probably got only as far as a couple people in his camp. You
but
know,
that
what
was
mean?
His goal. You know, wouldn't that a bizarre thing that would have done to that movie?
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had the TV that he shot in the hotel room in Vegas when he saw Robert Goulet? You know, talking smack about him. He didn't like Robert Goulet because he's talking, you know.
Yeah.
And Robert Goulet was no Elvis, by the way.
No.
You know what I mean?
Does that TV exist somewhere?
I don't know, but it's one of those things that I'd like to find on one of those collectible, music shows or Antique Roadshow. You know, it'd be cool. But anyway, I want to say it's so great to be here today. Sluggo, thank you so much to everybody here, and thanks to everyone who was listening, and we still don't have a winner.
I know! Nobody refused to get the name.
We're looking for an actor who's been in over 20 movies.
Yeah.
And I hope someone gets it soon.
Sooner or later.
I mean, this guy hasn't been in a leading role in a little while, so I think that might be one of the things to think about when you mention that.
Yeah. Well, dude, come back, man. We need you in here more. We love having you here.
I'm going to be here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll come back tomorrow.
Do it!
How does that sound?
Yeah.
I'll be in for Marcy tomorrow. Anyway, have a great show, Sluggo, and thank you to everybody who was listening today to my show here at 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station.
You know, if this were a regular Tuesday, you'd be getting another Led Zeppelin right this second. It's brought to you by the Tax Relief Advocates. It is your tax resolution specialist, and you can find him at TRA.com. But, you know, after all of this is done, and everyone's been arrested that had to do with this A to Z thing, and we'll get back to the twofers here on KLOS. Two very different heartbreakers there, one with a Livin' Lovin' Maid, the other with Pat Benatar on A to Z KLOS Rock. We're scientifically designed this little countdown dealy mabopper so that in case you just happen to love songs that start with the letter Z, you don't have to stay awake until 2:30 in the morning to catch them. The whole countdown will repeat, however, but Ox, there will be different songs next time around. So if you happen to run into the same letters, like we're up to the H now, all of this started on Monday at 10 a.m., and we're up to H's now. Next time you'll hear some different stuff. And if you're looking for your twofers, have you checked under the couch? They'll be back after all of this is over. When I say H to you, what do you think of? Oh, really? Wow. Horse, huh? I see. I get the picture. Well, that's what we're up to. KLOS Rock A to Z. We're doing H's. We got some more H for you. Rocking good news. And by the way, we've got the twofers coming back right after all of this is over. We are doing a bunch of H. KLOS Rock A to Z. We're up to H. And we're about to play a bunch of songs that start with, hey! KLOS Rock plus Roll A to Z. Hey! We're up to the Haze. Hey, up to the H's. Hey. You hear a phone ringing? I'm hearing a phone. I'm just hearing bells. I agree. No, I couldn't agree more. A couple more from Van Halen. At least one more would be great. That's what we usually do on Tuesdays. There's no two for Tuesday because we're doing A to Z on KLOS. And the twofer will return when it's all over.
Quack, quack. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
As you know, the holiday season is...
Oh, why do you say things like that?
Rushing toward us.
Freaking Hallmark rate. Channel.
Toys R Us releases their hot toy list for the 22 holiday season.
Okay.
And there's a lot of stuff you would think on here. Barbies, Lego, Jurassic World.
Vibrating
sharper,
eggs.
Sharper Image laser tag set, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Spider-Man Ultimate Web Guide.
Butt plugs that you can get at like...
Nope, that's not. That's a different stores. List.
No?
That's a different list. Okay. But we like to do due diligence here because...
Do-do.
Because we are instructional. We're not just entertaining.
That's so true.
Right.
It's a fact.
So we go to the Heineken 00 hotline to talk to Dr. Irwin Conroy, and he is the editor of ToyWorld.com.
Howdy, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. How are you today?
We're great. Thank you for calling.
Very good.
Thank you for answering.
All right. So what is your role in all of this?
Well, I keep track of all the popular toys going into the holiday season, don't you know?
Right.
And I heard you talking about the Toys R Us list, but there's some great toys that just missed out on their list this year, and I want to make sure people know about
them. Yeah.
All right, so they're not on the list,
the alternative toys. Yeah,
I
cool.
I gotcha. All right.
They just missed the list.
Like what?
Like Emmanuel the Electronic Emu.
Okay.
Popular internet sensation Emmanuel, you know that adorable bird in all the videos?
Right.
This is a giant toy version of that, that you put batteries in, and it knocks the phone out of your hand every time you try to take a picture.
That would be high on my list this year, I have to be
also
honest.
Also popular is the Herschel Walker Sheriff playset.
Oh, no.
Comes with a toy gun and a fake badge, just like Herschel.
Wait, that was fake?
If that's what you're going for this holiday season, I guess, yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Also, Hungry Hungry Cordon is a great game to play with the kids.
How does that
little
work?
Little plastic James Cordons try to gobble up as many marbles as they can until they're banned from the restaurant and the game's over.
Wow, that's very nice.
They always can go back a day later, though, because, you know.
They work quickly
putting
these toys out, don't they?
They do work very quickly.
All right, that's three.
I love this new one, Mar-a-Lago the Board Game.
Okay.
It's like Clue. But instead of a murder, you have to figure out who stole the top secret document.
I like it.
Mm.
I like it.
This one, this card says it was Donald in the storeroom with the smack.
All of the cards probably say that. All right, that's
and
great.
My favorite, the biggest, best one, in my opinion, is the Kanye West Easy Bake Oven. But it only bakes white bread. Because white loaves matter, don't you know?
Right.
White loaves matter.
I'm so happy that we got to talk to you today.
I've seen that on a shirt, I believe.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game on the way. Keep listening.
Yeah, and it's going to be $4,800 on the line this hour.
I was going to make this one American dollar, but I think it's too difficult. The Google searches of the year.
Wow.
The Google searches
would be hard.
Like, how do you pick?
Yeah,
unfortunately, a lot of them have to do with dead people. Because they were trying to figure out information about them.
Okay.
Number 10, there was, of course, a TV show about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
So that was one of the best, most
that was
searched.
Really?
Yes, one of the
really?
Top. It was one of the top 10.
Oh, America.
Number 9 was Anne Heche.
Okay, right, sure, yeah.
Number 8 was Powerball numbers.
I'm surprised.
Was it up to 2 billion?
Yeah.
No,
it was really close.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But I'm surprised it's that low. I would have thought that would have been higher.
Number 7 is Mega Millions.
Okay.
Number 6 is Ukraine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number 5 is our former friend, Bob Saget.
Oh, man.
Number 4 is Queen Elizabeth. Number 3 is Betty White.
Betty White.
Number 2 is election results.
Okay. Wow. Number 2. Oh, wait. Uh-huh. So number one,
I'm going to let you guess number one.
I would guess
it's more searched than all the ones I just mentioned.
I mean, I would imagine it's probably the usual, you know, like boobies, n***ers, melons, jugs, can. Hoppers? Hoovers? Mers? Titties? Was it any of those?
I like the last one. No, it was Wordle.
Oh, come on!
It was.
I'm so disappointed with you people.
It's such a disappointed ending.
Yeah!
Yours were way better.
Well, you know what I'm searching for.
Yeah, no kidding.
It ain't Wordle.
It ain't Wordle. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but I
love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What? Explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments. Mm-hmm. And they,
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And,
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff and it's fascinating. Sharks are fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries! Sorry.
Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark,
they do bite your leg and rip it.
Yes,
that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't agree. Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
okay.
Why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Oh,
well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
Oh, I see.
For example, dog bites.
Mm-hmm.
The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes. Instead of a dog attack, we'd like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meats.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner.
Okay.
Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking, it's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind. Actually.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God. Max? I just tried to call Max a little while ago. Let him know he won $2,000 yesterday or Friday.
Yeah.
From Cashosaurus Rex.
I don't think his name was Max, was it?
I don't know. I forgot. Was. Wow, that's lame. Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Jeez. I don't know, Bill.
Dude, it was like 5 minutes ago.
I know.
Who expects you to remember?
Something about short-term memory they used to try and tell me that just, I don't know, didn't stick.
So I was talking to Bay last night.
Shut up.
Okay.
How dare you?
That is a perfect example of something that should be outlawed.
Phrases and words.
Phrases and words that need to die.
Stuff that needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do you, boo.
Nope.
You love that one.
You know what? It also depends on who it is, though.
True.
Because when you say boo or when I say boo, hell no.
Nope. Hell no.
I'm pretty out on that one, too.
That's hella bad.
I can't believe you said that.
Actually, I have a few of them.
She said hella.
Yeah.
And I stopped the conversation.
Did she?
And I was like,
no.
Hey, hold up. No hella. And she said, I said it to be funny. And I said, oh, I know. I want to make this clear. We're not saying hella. Because if we do, I'm going to destroy you.
Are the word police. I usually don't care what people say.
I don't either, except for when I said bay, you had an immediate reaction to
boo,
it.
Yeah, that was bad.
Right.
Yeah, that was bad.
And so I started listing other things that I'm tired of.
Okay.
That people need to stop using.
You got a hella list.
I really do, yeah. Dumbass.
I know, they didn't really used to bother me, but for some reason, just like, maybe it's because I'm getting old.
Well, I think it has to do with social media, too, because a lot of people use these phrases and stuff on social media too much, and it just burns them out.
Are we looking for callers on this?
Yes, we're looking for callers on things that people need to stop saying.
Yeah. Well, so you got a list, though.
Well, for example, on Twitter, I was today years old. When I found out.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha.
Blah, blah, blah.
That was funny the first 700.
Well, that's the problem. It was creative the first time.
Yes. The first time I thought, oh, that's funny.
And then the 7 billion times after, not so much.
Yeah.
Now more than ever, tired of, don't need to hear it again.
Now more than ever.
They always say that.
I guess.
Always.
Yeah. I got a couple. Go ahead. No, go ahead, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's almost just like a bad habit.
Right,
you know,
but it needs to stop.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I'm saying.
Baller.
Oh, baller.
Oddly, I don't mind balling so much, and that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know, but for some reason, that's baller. I'm like, shut up. No,
hot damn.
I would say warm damn.
I'm not sure how hot damn made it into
hot damn.
It sort of seems like it escaped from the country world.
Yeah, you're right. Very 70s, too.
70s?
Hot damn!
Right. It needs to stop. That needs to stop happening.
Yeah, I can see that.
Let's see. Do you see what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Oh, yeah. That's
I get to do without that.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Agreed.
That needs to go away. It pretty much is dying now.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Cancel culture.
Right. Agreed.
That doesn't mean anything anymore. Everybody throws that around.
At the end of the day.
Oh, I hate that so much. I hate that one.
That being said. And asking for a friend. I still find if it's used well, I still find asking for a friend funny.
It can be.
If it's used well.
Lit,
yeah.
That's a band. So it's already covered. Yeah. We don't need that.
Yeah, true.
How about noise?
I've never been a fan of noise.
I can't imagine you saying it. Yeah.
Because it's too dumb.
I do say it
sometimes. Those of you that have not heard that, it's nice.
Noise!
But you're saying it noise.
Oh, noise! Yeah. Are we chopped? Noise!
No, it's super annoying. Super annoying. Synergy, I'm tired of. I don't want to hear synergy.
No!
So let's
circle back to that.
Let's circle back to ones that we
drop
hate.
Dead with that circle back crap. Thinking out of the box.
Let's think out of the box.
That means you're never thought out of the box in your life.
When you say that, you're showing that you're not thinking out of the box by using that phrase.
That there's no point in continuing the meeting because we're not going to go anywhere. If that's what you think is a way of finding a new way of saying and doing things.
So as soon as somebody says we need to think out of the box, you stand up and walk out of the
room. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Words and phrases that need to just stop existing. Talking about words and phrases that need to go away. You have one?
When people use fire to describe something that's good.
Fire?
It's fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Inspired, bro. It's just come up with something different.
Jimi Hendrix already covered that in the 60s. We're good. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, number one. For sure.
Agreed.
All right. How about my brother?
Agreed.
Yeah, that can go.
This one I kind of like. I don't want it to go away. Like when Kim Kardashian says, my vajayjay.
Yeah, any of a JJ talks always on the table.
Just like any talk about vagina.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
He had written out a list.
I know.
Words and phrases that need to go away.
He was thinking outside the box.
Nothing is hella anything, okay? That's all.
You do you, boo.
955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Hello.
Hey there. How are you?
We are great. Thank you. Words and phrases that need to go away?
So I hate it when you ask somebody a question and they will answer with, well, yes and no.
Yeah.
It can't be both.
Well, yes and no.
Drives me bananas.
Bananas.
No, I can understand that. So, well, yes and no needs to go. I got you.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about words and phrases that need to go away.
You go, girl. Especially when dudes use it.
Especially when dudes use it.
It's not going to help you get into her pants.
What if a guy uses it to a guy, though? That makes me laugh. You go, girl.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
That make you laugh.
To me, right. If it's funny, yeah.
No. It's,
nope,
it's
okay.
Stop using it
all together. All right.
Yeah, it's been vetoed.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, man.
He has ruled. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Number one is,
Hey-ya. Yeah, I can do without that.
Yo, you're out on yo.
Yo,
I would. I yeah. It sounds like people from Jersey are going to have a hard time with your list.
Right.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello. Two of the worst things.
All right.
This just happened.
What do you mean? So that just happened.
Yep. And we did a thing.
We did a thing. I'm tired of too. Or yeah. I did a thing. Yeah.
Those are so annoying.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right on, man. Thank you. 818-955. There's a lot.
There are a lot, yeah.
Humans are ridiculous.
Yes, we are.
818-955-KLOS.
Words and phrases that need to die.
Hey, babe.
Nope.
You do you, boo.
Words and phrases that need to die on 955-KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
Listen, baller. Sorry, not sorry.
You know, it is what it is.
Listen, you know, cancel culture, you know, is lit.
You go, girl.
Noise.
These are all words and phrases that need to die. KLOS, hello.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh, yeah. Eat, love, pray. Hate him.
Live, laugh, love. Love it. Okay, thank you.
Right on, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Namaste. That needs to go, too.
Yeah, hey there.
Hi.
Okay, I've got two of them.
All right,
okay.
What are they?
Okay, the first one is, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
I hate that one.
Okay, and what's the next one?
I have a neighbor called Everything Joint, okay, whether it's person, place, or thing.
Calls everything
like,
what?
What are you talking about? Joint.
Do you live next door to Spike Lee by any chance?
Thank
you. Right on, thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It is what it is. Have they done that one yet?
Yes, but it needs to be repeated.
Yes, because it does need to go.
It is what it is.
Let's stomp it to death. Let's jump up and down on it.
Agreed.
Thanks for calling.
Bad. I hate that one, too.
Right? Hello? What phrase were you just saying you hate?
My bad.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of my bad. Yeah.
That sucks.
You know what? And most of these aren't that bad, except for the overuse.
Yeah, the repetition. The
repetition
years
is
repetition.
What just destroys you.
Yeah.
All right, what other than my bad?
I say that all the time. Yeah, that's a hard one
I
to kill.
Hate that one. And then my last one is, it is what it is.
That's. I think that might be the most.
That might be the winner
one.
So
yeah,
far.
Yeah, you all know right. It is what it is though. Thanks for calling, dude.
Good point. KLOS, hello.
Yes and no.
Hey, I got two of them.
Right. Okay,
what are they?
When people use literally, figuratively.
And yes. That still hasn't like died.
I literally drank 10 gallons of vodka last night. No, you didn't. You'd be dead.
Right.
You would have been in a rock band or you'd be dead.
Right. That's one. You had another?
Oh.
And quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote.
There's supposed to be a quote in between them.
Right.
You say quote, and then you speak the quote, and then unquote, so people know you're done quoting.
I see how that works. Okay.
Yeah. That's true.
That's valid.
It never happens.
Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'm glad you guys are finally covering all these slogans that need to die.
All right. You have some?
Did someone cover, hey, I'm going to wrap my head around.
around that.
No. I can't
wrap my head around that.
Nobody said wrap your head around that. Nope. No.
Yeah.
You guys are great. I get stitches every day listening to you.
Thank you.
And the characters, too. Are we going to have a visit from Stallone again pretty soon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Palm Beach. Let's get him back on. He's
great. All right. Thank you, dude.
818-955-KLOS. Words and phrases that need to die. Talking about words and phrases that need to go away.
Yeah, we are, baller.
Like baller.
Sorry, not sorry.
Man. Like bae, like hella, like hot damn.
Hot damn.
Like you go, girl.
You go, girl.
And a lot of these that just from overuse, they drive you crazy. Yeah, do you have one?
No worries.
No worries.
Oh, I use that one a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And when American people say chow.
Yeah, I can see that.
I got in the habit of saying that because of a commercial that a friend of mine did in 1984.
And it got stuck in your head?
Yeah, they wrote it into the commercial, chow, baby, and she did it so poorly and so horribly.
Right, so you did it to be funny.
I've been saying it since. I can't stop, but it is dumb.
Oh, yeah. No. Stay away from me, okay?
You got it, man. Thanks for calling, and chow, baby.
Uh-huh. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. Hi, this is George from Chino. Words and phrases that need to go away.
Yep.
Bay. Like when you refer your significant other as bae?
Agreed.
I almost think significant other needs to go away.
Every time I hear somebody say the word bae, I want to punch them in the face.
Well, see what happens. You know, maybe get that rolling and maybe it'll work.
I like it.
All righty.
Right on, dude. Thanks for coming.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
How about my bad and whatever?
Whatever, man.
They both suck. They're not... People are not accepting responsibility with a shoulder shrug. Come on, accept the f***ing responsibility.
Hey, language.
Right on, dude. Thanks for going, guys.
Love you.
Thanks, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Words and phrases that I'm over with, done with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when people haven't done something in a long time, they say, I haven't done that in a minute.
Oh, yeah, a minute, yeah.
It's been a minute. It's a hot minute.
Yeah. That one's been around a while now. It's been around a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
I can smoke that. Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
I can smoke that. Can go.
How dare you?
I'm just kidding. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Good looking out.
Good looking out.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
It gets under my skin.
Not a bad thing, but
another one. Under my skin.
So many.
What about calling an audible? How do you feel about that one?
Say that one again.
Calling an audible.
Yes, calling an audible. Why?
No sports phrases.
Why indeed? Okay. Out. All right.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Yes. Yo. Words and phrases that need to die.
Yeah, it's Dave out in Encino. I think that the word fire.
Yes.
Yeah, fire.
Agreed.
Yeah,
totally. Agreed. Yep. Totally.
Totes. Yeah, totes adorbs, man. Oh, there's another one. Thanks, man. Wow, there's a lot.
There is a lot.
We got to just stop talking, I think.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about words and phrases that need to die?
Yeah, my wife tells me this all the time. I hate you, Bob.
Bob?
What does Bob mean?
Is your name Bob?
Yes.
You got red on you.
I'm sorry. Thank you to listener Mike Dolan for tweeting an article about the Orange County Register that says KNBC TV reporters, there's three or four of them that are going to stop working by the end of the year.
Mm.
And I assume it's for the same reason everybody else is cutting costs.
Right.
Chuck Henry's one of them.
Okay, that's what, you're a big fan.
I love Chuck Henry so much.
You guys did a lot of Chuck Henry back in the day.
Well, it all goes back to the fires, the San Bernardino.
Wow.
Fires. And
I'll have what you're having.
There was a time when the fire department was saying all of the news media needs to back up because we can't.
Sure.
It's unpredictable. We can't tell.
Why do we have to save your lives on top of everything else?
Right.
Yeah.
And so Mike writes, but what about the stupid truck?
I remember the truck. We cried. Yes. Oh, it was beautiful.
Because for some reason, the fire department told all the other reporters to back up and get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck Henry decided to stay there with his Channel 4 van.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did this crying interview afterwards.
Because it got destroyed.
Well, let's listen to the interview.
Okay.
But I got to thank the firefighter who I was inside the truck. I tried to get it started. Wouldn't start. And I jumped out of the driver's seat, and all there was flame, and I couldn't see where to go. And it's the heat, really. I feel so badly for the people that lost their possessions. The truck, who cares? Stupid truck, bunch of equipment in it.
stupid truck.
How is he
bunch
mad at
of
the
equipment
truck?
In it?
How is he mad at the truck?
Wasn't that a t-shirt for a while? Stupid
yes.
truck.
With a bunch of equipment in it.
Yeah. I think it was a t-shirt for a minute. Yeah, I mean, my only guess on that was that he was, like, going to be in trouble with management, so he was pretending he was so upset.
Maybe.
That was my only
I mean, he was, he did visualize people's houses going up, so he didn't
sure,
see
but
that.
You're going to have something of your own destroyed right. to get that.
Especially after the fire department told him to move.
Right.
Can you just play the last part again?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid truck.
Stupid
with a bunch
truck
of equipment in it.
Inside.
I don't care about that. That doesn't make any difference to me.
So weird.
It was one of the favorite
Very
clips I've ever
weird.
Had.
Lost their possessions. The truck. Who cares? Stupid truck.
Stupid truck.
Bunch of equipment in it.
Bunch of equipment.
Is it like the anniversary of that happening, or what's the deal?
No, he's leaving the station.
Oh, right. I see.
Yeah,
that's a nice send-off for
that's
him.
That was our send-off, yeah.
Stupid truck.
Bunch of equipment in it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Who's calling you, man?
Hang on, I'll get it.
We had that little EAS alert go off yesterday and a
yes.
long discussion as a result if that's illegal for us to play on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if your phone goes off and your mic is open, well, then let's call the FCC and find out.
I'd rather not.
Come on, you
I'd
love
rather
those
not
guys.
Do that.
You're good friends with them.
I'd rather not.
Get some pals.
On January 12th, Guinness World Records announced that a 190-year-old giant tortoise named Jonathan has become the oldest living land animal.
Wow. 190.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said 18 something else. It was 1832.
Wow.
Been alive since 1832 before Queen Victoria ascended the British throne.
Wow.
I did find it hilarious that one of the first things they say in the article is, according to the veterinarian, Jonathan, the giant tortoise, maintained basic instincts all the way through his 190 years.
You mean he wanted to get some?
Such
whole
as
time?
Eating, sleeping, and mating.
Ah, well, good for him. Come over here, you young whippersnapper turtle.
The turtle still has a good sex drive and is regularly
yeah.
seen mating with Emma and with Fred.
All right. Oh, right on. What a naughty turtle. That's a very naughty turtle.
He is really just getting some.
He's a bi turtle.
And we thought that we would talk to Jonathan.
The turtle?
Yes.
I'll be damned. We can do that.
And find out some information about this. Hello, is this Jonathan?
Hello.
Hi. Jonathan, it's nice to have you on. We appreciate it.
It's nice to
meet you. Say hi.
Me.
Right, you.
You.
Right.
I've been this high. Many times.
So, Jonathan, your sex drive is being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have sped him up a little.
You're regularly seen mating with Emma and Fred.
Tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like better? Who's better? In the. Gotcha.
Okay.
Now that I have come. I hope there's another word.
Out.
Okay, good.
Of my shell.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's it. That's a turtle joke. Yeah.
Little tortoise.
Tortoise humor.
Humor.
Right. Does Emma or Fred desire you more?
I think Fred.
Okay.
Likes
you more.
Me.
Right.
More.
Right.
I'm his.
You're his
daddy.
Big Finish, rated R. Speaking of Christmas, let's get some money to pay for it all. Give us a call right this second. You're ready to play the name game. It's up to $11,000. 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13 gets to play.
Man, oh man, am I hoping music I get to say to whomever is calling right now, hey, have a cigar because you won.
The name game.
The name game.
Somebody's
gotta do it sometime this century. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Nick.
Tis the season, Nick from Huntington Beach, to play the KLOS $100,000 name game, if you're up for it.
Woo, I finally got through. Man, we've been trying.
Well, welcome to it. I hope you've been listening to all the damn names thrown out. The last couple of guesses were Jamie Foxx and Harrison Ford. But as you know, looking for that actor, 20 movies, etc., etc., what do you think? Who do you think it might be?
Based on the most recent hints, if people have been following along, I'm not going to say them, but I think it's Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong. That's one of my favorite answers ever. But that's not right. But damn.
Dang.
At least we're going to hear a lot of him over the next few days, thanks to, you know, Santa and his old lady.
Right.
That means you've got another chance to win between 4 and 5 on KLOS. First offer, second offer, third offer, final offer. Boy, you're a winner. Dial carefully, 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13 gets to play. There's about 7 minutes in heaven. A couple of songs in a row about heaven. I added up to about 7 minutes. Kiss and Alice enjoying the day in chains. Heaven beside you. And that's nice and all, but let's give away some money.
The name game.
About damn time. KLOS, who are you?
This is Francisco, my caller 13.
You are indeed.
Yes, I knew it.
Who's in the background?
My kids, Isaiah and Callie.
Well, hopefully they bring you good luck right this second.
Yeah.
Francisco, I got to tell you, I always had to look at this little piece of paper to see the clue and what we were talking about. But at this point, I think we all know it by heart.
Yes, we do. Actor.
Been in 20 movies. And the last couple of guesses. Did you hear the last couple of guesses?
I think I did. What were they?
Tommy Chong and Jamie Foxx, but those were incorrect. So what do you and your kids come up with?
We're going to say Robert Downey Jr.
I love him. I'm a big fan of his. Unfortunately, he's not winning you $11,000 right now.
Oh, man.
Boo! Boo! Robert Downey Jr.! Boo! Oh, wait, that's not
right.
Sorry, man, but 11K still sitting here. It's over there in the kitty, and we'll give it away at some point. Maybe you can get back through between 5 and 6 for your next chance to win.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
I'm going to try again.
Right on for that 11K. Good luck. Time for you to call. Win yourself some cash. $11,000, the KLOS $100,000 name game. You know the topic. We've been working on it for a while now. So if you're feeling lucky, say, you know, sow your wild oats. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Do the words money, money, money mean anything to you?
Who are you?
Am I 13?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know. What year were you born?
64.
No, but you are caller 13, so you get to play our precious, stinking little game.
Somebody's got to win this thing, right?
I mean, come on, take our money. What is your name?
Ron.
Ron. All right, Ron. Well, let's do it. We're looking for, you know. Tell the class what we're looking for.
You're looking for an actor that's been at least in 20 movies.
There you go, sir. And the last couple of guesses were Robert Downey Jr. and Tommy Chong, which, man, I loved that answer. I wish it was Tommy Chong. I'm a huge fan. Love him. But that's not right, so what do you got for us? Ron, let's do it. Let's wrap this up.
I'm going out of the box, too. I'm going with Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield never gets any respect.
No, he doesn't.
He was amazing in Natural Born Killers. He's not the right answer. Sorry, man. Sorry.
All
right,
thank you.
Right on, dude. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Next time round. All right, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Why am I telling you? You know.